When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cancer has always been a strange subject in the health zeitgeist, but what if it was transmitted as though it was an STD and could self-ambulate?
Sand, the most basic form of particulate matter. What if every single grain was alive?
A sexually transmitted cancer? Now this is getting out of hand. And living sand that could take over the world? Just what does the Foundation have in its custody? Find out on this episode of the SCT Podcast.
Episode 82, SCP-164 and 165.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast known as Secure, Contain, and Talk, a podcast about the SCP Foundation. My name is Eli.
My name is Matt. Hello, Eli.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
It's going good. I'm really glad that every single time we do the intro, you're like super hype, and I just like bring you down. Like, so.
How you doing, Eli?
How's it going, Eli? Well, today we're talking about the SCP Foundation.
It's correct. Cool. As we do in almost every episode of the podcast.
Wait, we do? Where am I? Okay, alrighty, okay. Well, you want to explain to the good people out there what the SCP Foundation is?
Exactly, so the fucking SCP... Explicit! The SCP Foundation is an organization, a fictional one, that it's kind of like a government organization type thing, but not really. They're kind of disconnected from the government. But they capture and contain things, people, locations, all of the above that just are off in some way. Completely off as in like alien, or slightly off as in it's a chair that moves on its own. You know, chairs don't really do that if they don't have wheels. So yeah, they would probably contain that. Shit's a little weird.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's all well and good. What are all these black lines on these documents that we're reading?
Ah, so those are redacted boxes. They cover classified information is probably the best way to put it. Information that has been removed is called data expunged. You might see that too. And then there's a third one that we always forget, but I can't remember what the fuck it is at the moment. There's redacted, data expunged, and then there's a third one.
Yeah, it's just the crossed. I think there's usually just crossed out stuff, but we try to read the crossed out stuff.
Well, there's a name for like a third one, and I can't remember what it is because it's rare. But the most common ways that they remove information from documents or block it from the public eye or from the eye of people who are reading is black boxes or data expunged.
Yeah. Usually, hopefully, it's not as intrusive as, you know, some things are, because sometimes they just leave out details that we're like, I wanted to know that.
Well, like, usually the things that are removed from the documents are dates, locations, names, blah, 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 you know, things that should be removed. But annoyingly enough, like Matt's mentioning, sometimes the information that's removed is this... For some reason, this particular movie, blank. Nope, that's it.
That's it.
Nothing.
Great. Nothing. Cool. But hey, you know what things we won't keep from you ever, because it's always there, and it's a great transition.
What?
Well, it's the description.
Oh.
You can go down there and read all of the cool stuff. We we put a lot of cool links down there that you can look at and click and do whatever you want.
I don't know. Some of them are cooler than others.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess so, man. We got a Discord, so you can join for free and join in the fun and talking about SCP or other things. We do have rules, so please read them and be respectful. We have a lovely Patreon where you can throw us some few bucks. You don't have to, obviously, but you get some bonus content, and you also get to sit in on recordings with us live on a certain day that we record. So you could, if you want to join in, just join in the chaos. You can, and chat with all of, have an exclusive chat with all of your head observers, as we call you. So if you ever hear us talking to, like, observers, or say observer, that's who we're talking to.
They're trying to distract us.
Yes, they are. they're sending gifts and jokes, and we have a good time here. It's a lovely time. Us never. Yeah, we also leave links to the original website that we read all of the documents on, so you can explore the website and click through and see all of the hidden stuff and lore. And we actually also put in the description the SCPs we're going to be reading today. So both of the SCPs, you can go down there and follow along if you are so inclined. Yeah.
Fortnite meme.
Okay.
God damn it.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Anyway, we got a couple of cool SCPs for today, but the first one is SCP-164, Squid Tumors.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SCP-164. This is by Sophia Light from the SCP Wiki.
Yay, artists. Seems like after 100 or so, they had a better time keeping track of who did what.
Probably. That wouldn't surprise me. Item number, SCP-164. Object Class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. Cultures of SCP-164 should be contained using standard Class 3 biohazardous procedures and stored clearly marked within a refrigerated biocontainment unit at 10 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Makes sense. While pathogenic, SCP-164 is not highly infectious. While researchers working with raw cultures or infected subjects should use caution, latex gloves and face masks are generally effective at preventing the spread of the disease. Huh, who would have guessed? Wow.
I wonder if they should frame that and put that...
any personnel inadvertently infected will be subject to 6 months of chemotherapy upon first showing symptoms and surgery as necessary. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Civilian outbreaks should be handled using cover-up procedure LF, redacted, I'm guessing, number, for contagious materials. I don't know that at all. Cover-up procedure LF thing. LF. I don't know what that is. Yeah. Kill everyone! Description. SCP-164 is a strain of cancerous cells that causes sarcoma-like tumors in host bodies. While cell DNA appears to be primarily derived from human DNA, the cells now effectively exist in unicellular, asexually reproducing parasites. Several characteristics make SCP-164 remarkable. Okay, here we go.
SCP-164 is the only parasitic transmittable cancer known to infect human beings. Strains are transmittable through an order of infectiousness, blood contact, sexual intercourse, skin contact, and airborne contact. Wow, oh, that's God. Bad.
That's really bad.
Chemotherapy and surgery are effective in treating the disease in nearly all stages. Oh, good.
Okay.
So it's a weaker cancer, mm-hmm. which is good, because it can transmit very easily.
Yeah.
Tumors produced by SCP-164 that grow larger than a certain size will, in 75% of cases, follow normal behavior for cancerous sarcomas. However, in 25% of these cases, host bodily materials will be utilized for the creation of new separate organism inside the tumor. Ah, the parasite. There it is. In the case of multiple tumors, some or all may follow this behavior. Said organisms will apparently begin as zygotes, fertilized ova, and replicate, much like fetuses.
I hate this.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Externally, this appears no different from normal tumor production and may go unnoticed in initial stages.
Observer, oh yeah, this is horrible. Eats popcorn.
I like the popcorn.
Oddly, mature organisms identify as being completely unrelated to the original tumors, corresponding with a previously unknown species of order Tuthida? Squids. Removal of organisms shows they are entirely viable in marine conditions and will perform normal actions such as locomotion, catching food, basic defense, reproduction, etc. However, said organisms will also remain entirely viable in the original tumor, rarely moving or shifting position, continuing to grow at a regular rate until the host is killed.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking so scary. Also, I've never seen etc. like written out like
etc. Yeah. It's people pronounce it wrong all the time. People always pronounce it etc, but it's etc.
I've never seen it like spelled out. I've
right?
always done the
It's always ETC. ETC.
Yeah.
It's Latin, right? For continuing.
Sure, yeah. Continue.
I don't remember. The existence and nature of the organisms, SCP-164-2, is often not realized in civilian cases until biopsy or surgery reveals the developed organism.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. Oh. Excuse me. It's Latin basically for so on and so forth. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's not ad infinitum, which is to infinity. Like, et cetera, that makes a lot more sense.
So on. And so on and so
and so on and so forth and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. SCP-164 organisms and tumors may interact with host physiology in interesting ways. The following cases are particularly notable.
Okay.
Female D-class, 23 years old. SCP-164 tumors spawned on uterus walls.
Okay.
Host body apparently recognized the tumor as a human fetus and was delivered normally, containing viable SCP-164-2 specimen within 9 months. Ah, fuck you.
Squid baby!
No.
Squid.
No, 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 no.
Squid child!
No, 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 no.
Gave birth to a squid.
No.
A parasitic squid.
I hate that. All right. Male D-class, 30 years old. Tumor spawned on the spinal cord, disrupting the central nervous system. As a result, movement from SCP-164-2 would occasionally cause subjects' limbs to flail, suggesting cross-wiring of the nervous system of the two organisms. Biopsy lent support to this hypothesis.
Fucking squid fused onto your spinal cord?
Hate it.
That's fucking so cool for, like, a fucking, like, body... Like, horror.
Oh,
like,
okay, shit. Let me just write that down really quick.
Okay, I thought it was cool.
Alright, cool. Male D-class, 25 years old. Tumors spawn near the esophagus and windpipe of the subject, in a location that with ordinary growth would normally have blocked off said passages and quickly killed the subject. Instead, the growth of the tumor shifted to the back of the neck, preventing subject from dying before the normal point. Dr. Redacted suggests that this may have been a deliberate action taken by SCP-164. Yeah, it's a parasite. It doesn't want to kill them.
Yeah, so it, like, it shifted back. That's so fucking creepy,
that's
dude.
That's really fucking cool.
Imagine cancer, like, having a fucking mind adapting. Of its own becoming a squid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. Awful. I love it, but it's horrible.
Fucking, oh my god.
Fucking, oh my god.
Yeah, oh my god.
Kind of metal, though.
it's kind of cool.
Thank you, Observer.
Thanks, it's I hate cool. it.
Smile.
Oh, that's a fucking... I like that one. That's
a really
cool
one.
I like...
Yeah.
It fucking tickled my body whore love.
Yeah, it tickled you?
I'm gonna have...
Thanks for listening. So
I have a squid in my throat.
Thanks for listening so far to this 82nd episode of SET, an SCP podcast. I want to remind everyone to follow the podcast on your current platform, be that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any others that you listen on. It shows us that people are listening, that they want more of that silly stuff we wish to put out to you all. If you have time, please make sure to rate and review our podcast on any platforms that have that kind of feature. It can help us reach even more of you awesome folks. We already have a massive audience considering what we do, so thank you, everyone. Anyway, thanks for being here and listening to this passion project of two nerds who just want to talk about SCPs to each other. On with the show.
SCP-165, The Creeping Hungry Sands of Tuul. Tuul? Tuul. 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 It's by Fitzwillie from the SCP Wiki. We got another artist. Item number, SCP-165. Object class, Getter. Special containment procedures. Housed in a facility, armed biocontainment area 14, SCP-165 is to be treated as a contagious, pathological organism. The highest sterilization and quarantine procedures are to be followed. Microwave field generators around SCP-165's area are to be placed to restrict movement of its dune within its containment area. Once every 9 days, SCP-165 is fed live cattle weighing at least 750 kilograms.
No, the cows!
Shit, fucking fed live cattle, by the way.
No!
Live cattle!
No!
Sand! They're feeding sand, live cattle. That's so terrifying. Also, sorry, cow.
It's so sad.
Cow.
Cow.
Mer.
Mer.
Has to be alive, too. It's creepy. Alright. Description. The organic component of SCP-165 resembles that of typical parasitic mites, 750 micrometers in length, with 8 legs, and a genetic structure similar to the house dust mite. The main difference is the hermit crab-like behavior of attaching grains of sand to its back. It is unknown what purpose the sand serves, but the massive colony of SCP-165 numbers in the hundreds of billions to possibly trillions, creating a large dune.
Oh!
It's just sand. The similarities between data expunged and SCP-165 are only superficial. Data expunged colony is a protozoan in nature, and apparently shows a collective intelligence and awareness that is not understood. SCP-165's colony is made up of individual Akari who don't show cooperation, but rather competition in the hunt for food. That's terrifying.
What an individual Akari? Akari.
Yeah, is that just like
Akari?
Another thing for like individual hunters?
A taxon of arachnids, which contains ticks and mites.
Oh,
fuck! Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You like abandoned ship?
Well, like it was that I was looking at the text, and then I looked to the right, and it was a bunch of spiders. God damn it!
Just ow.
Ah! They bit me.
Okay, gross. Okay. All right. Like mosquitoes, they rely on chemical detection of carbon dioxide and sugars in the air to detect prey. The Akari mites roll and bound over one another toward prey. only using their legs to climb over another.
Sorry. Ticks and mites, that means begged bugs too. Thanks, yes. Observer.
Thanks, Observer.
Fuck.
When in contact with the flesh of animals, they release a numbing chemical toxin in their bite, similar mm-hmm. to the makeup of that of a mosquito and flea bite toxins. Subjects are typically unaware that millions of mites are taking turns at grabbing mouthfuls of its flesh as they swarm around their victim. Oh. Oh, boy.
Observer, no!
No!
One side note, we found bed bugs in my room again. Hey!
Hey, stop!
Stop!
Stop! This is why we have bug spray!
Bug spray doesn't stop them if they're already inside.
Yeah, they're already inside.
Especially because they're already, like, chemically resistant now to most bug spray.
Most bug spray, yeah.
You need a professional cleaner.
Yeah. Well, actually, you just need... I can't remember the compound, but you can just buy it at Home Depot. You just need to powder, and you just sprinkle it on your bed sheets and they kill it.
Oh, yeah, because then they fucking... It dries them out, and then they spread to their friends.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the powder.
Get the powder. It's annoying, spend like millions of dollars on a bed bug exterminator. Just go buy like the powder for like $4 at Home Depot.
And look up how to apply it properly, because if you apply it improperly, it does nothing. Also, fun fact, if you rent, it's the landowner's responsibility to take care of it.
Yeah, that bed bugs are gotta pay anything. Responsibility. Yep.
We had a problem with our showers, and we were like, hey, our showers are kind of broken, and they immediately, like, set within a week. We're like, oh, shit, here you go.
We need to do that again for my fucking window, like, next month when we, like, fucking pay the rent. We gotta, like, tell them
my window,
please.
Yeah, I think they said they were gonna take care of it in the spring, and it's almost spring.
It's, like, it's so close to spring, and I just want to open my window. Like... The thing, I don't care when they do it, it's just I need to do it, like, now. Like, I just want to... Anyway. Oh, God, here we go. A typical swarm resembles a swirling vortex around a victim or victim's appendage. The SCP-165... This is why I didn't want you to read it, because you would just be, like, fucking freaking
reacting
out.
Reacting the entire fucking time.
The SCP... Wait, should we put it... I don't know. Should we put a
no, no, it's... Okay. No, it's fine.
All right. Okay. The SCP-165 colony is efficient in their competitive swarming that most animals' appendages can be defleshed and reduced to bone within minutes.
Ah, they're bug piranhas!
Yes! The numbing toxin is so effective that sleeping victims may not wake up as their limbs are eaten away. Oh my fucking god.
I hate that. Also, Observer, you guys live in Redacted. It doesn't even get cold there. What is spring matter? That is incorrect.
That is very...
It gets well below freezing here.
It's extremely, yeah.
It's the desert. That means that it can get very cold
at
night.
Very cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
it gets very cold at night, and it gets very hot when the sun is out.
Very,
period.
Very, yeah. The thing is, like, the meme of that I saw a while ago that was like, oh, the under the tree is like it's just frozen and ice, and like everywhere else is boiling. That's the desert. Like,
it won't fix the window at night. It's a heat thing, but it's also like an air filtration thing.
Air filtration thing, because my room gets sometimes stanky. I have to open my door.
Almost like you have a stanky job.
I have a stanky ass job, and I'm a fucking man. Like, fuck is very sweaty man.
It's a very physical job,
yeah,
but it's also a very dirty job.
Yeah.
Dirty jobs.
All right.
What
anyway.
A show.
Oh, hey, we were just talking about this. The Akari mites are resistant to all most dangerous of pesticides.
All but the most
dangerous. Oh, all but the most dangerous. But okay, so you get the...
Big difference.
You're right. They retreat from heat and will often seek shade when available. Interesting. Being the most active during the night, hunting for large sleeping prey, their vulnerability to heat is most preferable technique for containment.
Yeah.
Actually awesome. Actually really good. That's you could actually just like if you have a heating lamp, like you can fucking just be like, fuck you. Get out.
Bad news, people look for the shade too. You right.
Oh, that's ooh. Ooh, yeah. like, oh, that's actually really terrifying. Because if you're, like, in the desert, like, actually in the desert, and, like, you're just, like, you, like, oh, there's shade. You go into the shade to sit down on the sand, which, by the way, are mites. Your ass and everything gets eaten, like, in the shade.
I hate everything.
Isn't that terrifying to think about?
Yes. It is.
Fuck?
Thanks for that, Matt. What? Now my leg itches.
Better not be sand in your room, Eli. Be careful.
I hate you.
Okay. Addendum acquisition. It is apparent that the U.S. government has been aware of the dunes of SCP-165 for some 80 years. The area where SCP-165 was found is now a forgotten German immigrant ghost town of Fredericksburg, Arizona, and in the Tule Desert, near the Goldwater Air Force bombing range. Wag, dang, they just have colonies everywhere.
Observer, it'll be a chill day, they said. It'll be a nice and relaxing, they said. For Matt, yeah, not for me.
Anxiety.
Literally, the two types of spiders that freak me out the most are arachnids in general. Bugs are like, eh. Mm-hmm. Mass amounts of them freak me the absolute fuck out, but also, like, big spider.
A big spider.
Big spider.
Huge spider.
Huge spider.
Big
spider man.
The remote town of Fredericksburg was founded in sometime in the late 1800s and by 1908 had become a ghost town. A passing cavalry troop reported that inhabitants had disappeared and the buildings were empty. They attempted to stay one night in the abandoned hotel, only to have 7 of their horses reduced to piles of bone. And all but 4 of the soldiers fled in the middle of the night, saying that the sand was filling into the building like a flood of water. Those four were never seen again. That's fucking awesome, dude. That's so cool. During the late 1950s, the U.S. military attempted to exterminate SCP-165 by turning the area into a bombing range. It was successful in reducing the numbers of SCP-165, but in the late 1980s, it became apparent that a ground cleanup and extraction was needed to remove the presence of SCP-165. Mobile Task Force Epsilon-9, aka Fire Eaters, were dispatched for containment and extraction of SCP-165. Upon entering the town of Fredericksburg, an upturned sign was found reading, Vorst ver dem Kindersten hungerten Sand, which translates to Beware the Creeping Hungry Sands.
Oh, cool.
The flame accelerates.
Vorsicht vor dem
Kirchen?
I can then hungrig. I give up.
Hungrinden Sand. I took German for 2 years, so.
Good job, dude. You tried.
I did not try at all. I was roasting myself. My mother would be so proud.
I wasn't telling you so you would be impressed. I was telling you because I know it was
bad. I know it was bad.
Beware the creeping hungry sand.
So cool.
Huh?
It's so cool that that was a sign. I want that sign. Terrifying. That's so cool.
That would be a fun sign for you. Just beware the creeping hungry sands.
Beware the creeping hungry sands. The flame accelerators of MTF Epsilon 9 provided highly successful in glassing the sand of SCP-165 and reducing its number to a manageable size. A living dune of nearly 4 metric tons of SCP-165 was contained and transported to ABC Area 14, where it is monitored and contained. Images recovered. It's just sand. God. Like, it looks all like sand and stuff. It looks like sand is, like, filling the buildings of Fredericksburg. But that's all, like, a terrifying thought. They're all fucking mites.
Fucking god.
Like, oh my fucking god. What a cool fucking creature, though. Like, holy shit. It could strip the bones off, like, flesh and muscle and tissue off, like, things in, like, mm-hmm. seconds. In seconds,
mm-hmm.
dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
What the fuck?
What the actual fuck, man?
That's so cool. This is an awesome one. I love this.
Yeah, this one's very cool.
Oh. This one's definitely gonna go in the top. This is so cool.
It's very fucking cool.
Yeah. Anything with sand.
Oh, there's some additional pictures here.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Observer, sometimes I think people just look at pictures on the net and they're like, wait, I have a terrible idea.
I have a terrible idea. That's definitely how, like, most, like, I feel like creepypastas and stuff start. They just, like, see, like, like a photoshopped image or something, and they're like, oh, fuck, dude, I can write a whole story about this. And then it becomes, like, a meme or a story in the zeitgeist. Like, that's how, like, Siren Head, like, started, because it was just, like, an artist who did, like, oh, it was just a tall guy with the siren on his head, and then everybody fucking ran with it. Like,
fucking cool.
It's so cool.
Thank you so very much for listening to this episode of SCT. Don't forget to follow us for more content in the future on whatever platform you are currently using. We'll be taking more deep dives into more strange and interesting anomalies in the very next episode, so make sure you stick around. That's a lie. Actually, next episode is, what is next episode? Next episode is a totally normal episode. Yep, never mind. I'm stupid. Totally normal episode. Thank you to all of our patrons at the time of this recording. Alex Nelly, The Demon Jester, Drew Karg, Eli Shoup, Valken, and Noah Fox for being our loyal patrons. Make sure to check out all of our specials. We have several of them. In fact, it makes up around 10% of our content because we enjoy making them. So make sure you check those out. They're a lot of fun to make. They're, to me, at least, they're a lot of fun to record and everything. I don't know. It's pretty fun. Check them out. Once again, this has been Eli.
And Matt. On the SCT Podcast, thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Okay, bye.